This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kelly Valley, K-E-L-L-Y, middle initial J-V-A-L-L-E-E. Date of birth 04/09/1971. Date of appointment May 13, 2024. Requesting physician Laura Caserta, CNP, Laura Caserta. There, Laura Caserta. I have the pleasure of seeing Kelly Valley today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is going for colonoscopy in June and needs a clearance. She has a history of epilepsy since 2008. Meningioma was resected and 3 months later she started seizure at that time. Second meningioma surgery done in October 2010. Migraine and visual loss were the symptom at that time. She is having a hearing loss and tinnitus on the left side. Presently, the migraine is under control. Dr. Alan Boulos, A-L-A-N-B-O-U-L-O-U-S, was the neurosurgeon. And Dr. Marjorie Bunch, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E-B-U-N-C-H, was the neurologist. She have a vagus nerve stimulator, which is turned off for the last 5 years. Last seizure was 2018. She is not taking any medication for seizure. Typical seizure is generalized tonic-clonic seizure, and as per the patient absence seizure. She has a history of restless leg syndrome and she is on gabapentin. Past medical history, epilepsy, meningioma, restless leg syndrome, COPD, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, migraine, past surgical history, meningioma resection in 2008 and 2010, VNS 2012, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, DNCs, cervical discectomy with fusion. Allergy to known drug allergy medication, gabapentin 300 mg daily, losartan, atorvastatin, omeprazole, amlodipine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with a husband, have 4 children, family history, mother deceased with chronic kidney disease and cardiac disease, father deceased, cardiac disease, 1 sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft pulse on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator, drapery, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of meningioma resected 2 times. Number two, history of epilepsy. Number three, history of migraine. Number four, restless leg syndrome. Number five, decreased hearing on the left side. Next paragraph, patient migraine is stable without medication. Patient did not have any seizure for the last 6 years and she is not on any medication. For meningioma, she is followed with the neurosurgeon in Albany Medical Center. Neurologically, patient is stable to go for a colonoscopy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months.